Associates. Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show. In the studio now, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing well. Warm-ish, because I'm inside now.
I saw you walk in, still all bundled in from outside, right as I was giving the current conditions minutes ago, and I went, that sounds about right.
It's actually not bad today, right? Got up this
That's
morning.
What I'm trying to
Got
say,
up this
everybody.
Morning, I'm like, look at that, it's 12 degrees, yeah. And it only feels like minus 8.
Right.
It doesn't feel like minus 45 because it's 10 below and the winds are howling.
Exactly. So, that's the kind of optimism I'm looking to impart to
my,
the world
today. My weather app this morning said warmer, and I'm like, warmer? How warm is it supposed to get? Oh, it's supposed to get the 13.
That's right. You're not wrong. It is warmer.
It is warmer than yesterday, maybe. I don't know. This is a fun time of year because you just, you know, it's like every other time of year in the, you know, Wisconsin, you know, northern Illinois area. You just don't know what the weather's going to do.
That's true.
If you want to know, go outside because that's the only real prediction.
Really? Yeah, it really is. And, you know, have in the back seat of your car anything you might possibly need for clothing.
Yeah. We had the winter safety episode a few weeks ago when it was still kind of like, you know, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Just what, 2 weeks ago, we were 50s on a Monday. It seems weird, but so.
Back and forth we go.
Be sure that your dogs and cats are staying inside. Don't let them go outside. My one dog loves to go out, and she's been going out. You know, she's begging to go out, and I'm like, kid, it's 10 below with the wind chill. We'll go outside and go to the bathroom, but we're not letting you run loose in the yard for any time.
Yeah, yeah. You got to protect your pet, only from the weather, but from anything that may come the way. And that kind of leads to our topic, right, Dr. Russ?
That was a nice segue, Pete.
You know, every once in a while. I'm good for one a month.
There we go. Well, yeah, today we're talking about pet insurance. So we are talking about protection, but this is, you know, protection of their health overall. And,
right.
And, you know, ultimately protection of your own pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, you do have to pay for insurance. It's like health insurance for us. It's not free. But it comes with the benefit of being able to provide for those disasters if they happen. Most of the pet insurance, it's accident and illness type policies. There are some wellness policies out there that you can add on, preventative care. But what pet insurance is doing is, you know, when you suddenly need emergency care or there's, you know, something chronic flares up and there's an acute episode, and in some instances, say a cancer diagnosis, and you need to do some extensive treatments, some of these policies will kick in and start paying back. I mean, I see a lot of patients in rehab that they're like, so we're going to come in for the initial visit, and then they're like, we're going to submit this to the insurance company and see what they reimburse out of it, because they said they'll reimburse it, so they're wanting to wait and see if they're going to reimburse. And, you know, they get reimbursed, and then they're like, yep, we're going to sign up for all of it because they're paying, you know, helping pay for it.
Right, right.
So, you know, we've talked about emergency visits, hospitalizations, diagnostic testing. Diagnostic testing is something we do more and more now. I look back on my career 30 years ago at the start. Yeah, we did some diagnostic testing, but not like we do today. But it's because the tests have advanced, and there's many more tests that we can run today than we used to be able to. Surgery, advanced procedures, those things get to be costly. And then chronic conditions, diabetes, arthritis. Even rehab. I mean, some of my rehab patients are chronic patients because they're geriatric and we're helping them. Pain management, rehab, we talked about here. Prescription medications. So, you know, those are things that insurance can help the cost of. It works best when it's in place before you get the pet, though, because a lot of them still have pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
So if you think something is up that's going to be a big issue, it would be best to have that insurance policy in play. And that's why, you know, people always say, well, when's the best time to get it? Well, probably when your dog's young and healthy.
Okay.
If it's a puppy, maybe even before you go in for your first visit.
Because
sometimes we'll find stuff on the first visit. We'll find out that, no, they've got kneecaps that luxate, or, you know, they've got a testicle that's not descended. And so there are things that are going on, even as, you know, a puppy or a kitten, that it's going to be pre-existing because we've now made a note of it in the medical chart, and they're going to pull the chart and say, hey, we need the chart so we can do a review. And then they're going to go, yeah, so that thing they found out with its knees, your dog's knees, we're not covering it because it was there before.
So you get the dog bowl, you get the collar, you get the leash, and you get the pet insurance. When you get the new member of the family.
Right? And, you know, it's some common questions we hear, you know, can you tell me which insurance to buy? We can't help you choose because it is a rainbow. There are numerous companies out there that provide insurance. Always happy to help explain policies. So if you come in with a policy and say, can you talk to us about what's going on with this? What's this mean? We can try to help navigate some of that. Does the insurance change how we practice? Nope. Our practice is the way we practice. This is different. Pet insurance is different than human insurance. So it's not, we don't send the bill to the insurance company. The client pays the bill. The client then takes the bill and sends it off to the insurance company. The insurance company reimburses them directly.
Mm-hmm.
And then will insurance pay us directly? No, it will pay the client directly. And is it too late for my older pet? No, it's not. I mean, we've got clients that add insurance on, you know, just because their pet's aging. They're going like, okay, I got through the puppy and young adult stages when they're healthy. And now we're getting older, so we're concerned that things are going to go awry. So they start getting insurance so that if something does go wrong, as things kind of tend to do. I mean, happens to us. We don't tend to have problems until we get into our 40s or 50s. And then you know, the warranties are up. So visit your doctor more often. Choosing the right policy. The one thing that we do recommend with choosing the right policy, there's a website out there, Policy Advisor. Now, this is not policy P-O, it's P-A-W. So policy.
Policy.
So P-A-W-L-I-C-Y Advisor. And that website, you can plug your information in for yourself, where you live, your cat or dog's information, and then, of course, you're going to get several emails because it's going to send that information out to a stack of pet insurance companies that are servicing the area, and then you're going to get emails from all of them going, okay, here's the quote. And then you can compare, you know, so it's, and I think actually I did this for my own dog, if I'm right. I did it for one of mine. I still get occasional emails on this. So I will tell you, in all fairness, that you will get some emails every now and then. You can unsubscribe from them. But it gave me a list of 8 policies and said, here are 8 companies, and here's the, you know, here's what they include, and here's what the cost of it would be. Here are some add-ons. And it was a really cool website. So if you're looking at pet insurance, that's a great website to go to as a resource. And you can compare multiple companies. And like I said, it's your dog or cat specific because it looks at breed things, age-related things, and then any add-ons that you'd be looking at. Best timing, puppies, kittens, like we talked about. It's
right.
Just the best time because that's like insuring your car when it's brand new. You know, it's best to cover it before things happen. And then closing thought on pet insurance. Basically, the goal is to partner with the family so that the pets can live their lives the best they can. What you want to do is you want to ask the questions about, you know, what the policy covers, whether or not it's just disaster-related things or there's wellness-related things. You can talk to us as your veterinarian to say, you know, help to explain these things. Use the comparison tool, the Policy Advisor. Fantastic tool out there to be able to compare everything. And then make a plan before the emergency happens. You know, insurance never works after the fact.
So I
get this a lot of times that dog will come in limping and we'll say, well, you know, we think he's torn his ACL or he's got arthritis or this, that, or the other. And clients will go, so what about pet insurance? I'm going, so do you have it? No, we're thinking about getting it. This may not be covered now. So yeah. You can still apply for it and see if they'll cover it. But because I think there are a couple that will take those things into consideration. It may cost you a bit more because it's a pre-existing.
Right.
But it's one of those things, like if you had it before any of that was pre-existing, they're more willing, you know, policies tend to cover those things because they weren't there before the fact.
It's something you don't think about till you need it. So hopefully this raises the awareness to get it before you need it.
Absolutely. Or you can self-insure. Just start stashing, you know, a few $100 a month away in your bank account that you don't touch ever unless the dog or cat has a disaster, and hope that you have it built up before they have a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
right.
This is, I mean, the thing of it is, like, you know, if there's a major event, it could be a $4,000 to $8,000 to maybe $10,000, you know, event. Your dog, you know, blows their back, a disc in their back. That's probably a $10,000 surgery. not through us, you're going to wind up at one of the specialty practices. And you know, if you've got insurance and it covers 80% of that, you're still paying a fair amount, but they cover a lot of that. And,
right.
And that makes a big difference.
It's a known amount versus an unknown amount.
Which, absolutely.
So much about budgeting in life. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, Pleasant Prairie. How can we learn more?
Well, if you want to learn more, you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, stay warm. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, you have a great week.
WLIP Morning Show 727.